We are KILJ 105.5 FM, 98.5 FM, AM 1130, and KILJ.com. Welcome to KILJ's Sunday Focus program, heard every Sunday during the noon hour. I'm Lisa Grillo. FFA Week kicks off across the nation today, and there are several FFA chapters in the KILJ listening area. The letters FFA stand for Future Farmers of America and are a part of history and heritage. FFA is a youth organization that prepares members for leadership, growth, and career success through agricultural education. Hands-on experiences give members the tools to achieve real-world success. FFA is a student organization for those interested in agriculture and leadership. KILJ's Katie Johansson had the opportunity to visit with three Mount Pleasant High School FFA members.
I'm Brent Hunold. I'm a freshman, and I'd say I've been involved in FFA for almost a year.
I'm Alex Schwartz. I'm a sophomore. I've almost been in FFA for about 2 years now.
I'm Kyle Campbell, a sophomore, been in FFA 2 years.
Earlier this month, Mount Pleasant FFA members competed in a sub-district competition. At sub-district FFA events, members primarily compete in leadership development events, which focus on communication, leadership, and professional skills. Participants are evaluated on their ability to present information effectively and in an agricultural context. Kyle gives us a rundown.
Sub-districts, that was held at Waco. Emily Orr got first in prepared public speaking. JC Campbell got first in job interview. Courtney Smith got bronze in ag broadcasting. For the green hand test, first was Huxton Rich. And then another gold was Brant Hunold. Silver, Addison Butcher, Carly Forbes, and Landon Yoakum. And then for the chapter test, Quintry Lee was gold. Kyle Campbell was silver. Alex Schwartz, Corbin Willey, and Grayson Lowry were bronze. And then the district contest is March 7th.
Well, talk to me a little bit about sub-districts. Is everybody moving on then to districts, or who will get to move on to the next level of competition?
So the test takers, they can take the test again or something different that starts at districts. And then the people that got first, I think, move on.
Awesome. Well, how long do you guys work on preparing for these competitions?
I was in the green hand test, and I'd say the preparing was most of the first semester of school, all through our units and stuff that we did in class.
How was it? Did you feel like it went pretty well? Were you prepared?
Yeah, I would say that it went pretty easy after that.
District competition is on Saturday, March the 7th, and Mount Pleasant will be sending several FFA members into competition. These events are designed to help members build confidence and proficiency in skills they will use in future agricultural careers. Since it is FFA week, the Mount Pleasant FFA chapter has planned several events to recognize their week starting tomorrow.
Monday the 23rd, we have Hat Day. Pay a dollar and you can wear your hat to school. Then on Tuesday the 24th, we have the faculty breakfast, where FFA members will be cooking food for all the teachers and staff, for everyone in the district at all the schools, even including the bus barn.
Wow.
Wednesday, we have our horsepower day, where students can drive their tractors to school and leave them in the park and let
them. Will any of you be driving tractors to school? Your freshmen, sophomores, can you drive tractors?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay,
I mean, all
awesome.
Three of us will.
On Thursday, we have the community pancake supper from 5:30 to 7 at the high school. And then if anybody bought raffle tickets for our Bush Hog raffle, that will be announced. The winner of that will be announced at the pancake supper. Friday, we have Kiss a Pig, so it'll be $1 a vote, and any student can vote, and you can choose whatever teacher you want. And then the strawberries will come in on the Wednesday the 25th for anybody who bought strawberries.
So pay a dollar to wear a hat, all those types of things. Where does all that money go? Does it go to your FFA chapter for your competitions and that kind of thing?
Yeah, that'll go to our chapter and help with funding for anything we do.
The Pancake Supper on Thursday night is open to the community, and it is a free will donation.
FFA, I know, is something that you guys put a lot of time and effort into and spend a lot of hours, even outside of school, like getting up early today, getting here to the studio at 6:30 this morning to have some fun with us. What would you say to somebody listening, maybe a younger person that might be considering FFA? Would you say it's been fun and that you suggest that they join?
Yeah, FFA is it's really fun. You get a lot of experience with it. I would recommend for you to join because, again, you get experience, it's fun, and you learn a lot from it.
Yeah, I would say if any younger people are wanting to join FFA, I would do it because you learn a lot and you get to meet a lot of new people at all the competitions and stuff we go to, and it's just a lot of fun.
I tell the young people that even if they don't want to go to competitions or really help out and stuff, they can take Intro to Ag, and it's a really fun class and they can learn a lot.
Last thing I want to ask you, and you might not know much about it, but I know the greenhouse is finally kind of getting off the ground and happening. So where are we at with the greenhouse? Is it in the works still? Are they building it yet? Have they started?
Well, we finally got a quote from somebody, and so we're waiting for it to warm up so they can start pouring concrete and doing some groundwork for it. But we did finally find a company to put it up for us.
And then what about planting? Are you guys preparing now for your, you know, what you're going to be doing here in a couple months with the planting and what you might be growing? I know you guys have in the past had different types of vegetables and things that you've grown out at the school.
Yeah, I think we're kind of still going through a little bit of stuff, but like our Intro to Ag class has been planting a couple things and putting them in our indoor greenhouse, and they'll eventually get moved out to the outdoor one when it gets put up.
Thank you, Brant Hunold, Alex Schwartz, and Kyle Campbell for visiting with KILJ. Remember that if you ordered strawberries from an FFA member, the berries will be arriving on Wednesday. Join in the pancake supper at the high school on Thursday night, and we'll find out which faculty member had to kiss the pig on Friday. Good luck to all district competitors on Saturday, March the 7th. KILJ Radio thanks the following area businesses for sponsoring FFA Week in the Mount Pleasant School District: B&B Propane, Henry County Cattlemen, H&R Block, Lineage Logistics, Rob Swigert Construction, Coleman Automotive, Hometown Veterinary Care, Merit Auctions, Henry County Pork Producers, and Quality Plus Feeds in St. Paul. That concludes this week's Focus program on KILJ Radio. Be looking for the program at KILJ.com under the News tab. Have a great week, everybody, and thanks for listening to KILJ Radio.